Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we play music by Anju Lee and answer a question about actress Audrey Hepburn. But first, we celebrate a special English anniversary.
Now, words and their stories.
This is the VOA Special English Agriculture.
Welcome to The Making of a Nation, American History.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. Join us again next week for this.
Here is the news in VOA Special English. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Special English is celebrating its 50th anniversary next week. Mario Ritter tells us about some of the ways we are celebrating this event.
It all started when Henry Loomis became director of the Voice of America in 1958. Mr. Loomis traveled around the world. He saw that English was becoming an important international language. He wanted to make English easier to understand by listeners of VOA broadcasts whose native language was not English. So Mr. Loomis asked VOA program manager Barry Zorthian to develop a way to broadcast to listeners with a limited knowledge of English. This new method of broadcasting used a limited vocabulary, and it was read slower than regular VOA broadcasts. The first VOA broadcast in Special English took place on October 19th, 1959. Critics at the time said this new method would never work. American embassies demanded that the program be canceled. But Mr. Loomis supported the program. Soon, VOA began to receive hundreds of letters from listeners praising the program. In 1961, Hal Berman became the first chief of Special English. He saved Special English from destruction by people who did not see its value. And he showed how to change 1,500 words into a living language that informed, educated, and entertained millions of people. In the beginning, Special English had one 15-minute news show that was broadcast to Africa and Asia once a day. Today, Special English broadcasts 30-minute programs by shortwave and medium wave 16 times a day around the world. We are also heard on VOA affiliate stations. The Special English website is one of the most popular of all VOA web pages. We also have programs on satellite TV, podcasts, RSS feeds, and mobile. We have a growing number of followers on Twitter and our own popular YouTube channel. And coming soon are videos on our website. Help us celebrate our 50th anniversary. To thank our audience, we will choose 50 people and send them a Special English gift. Go to voaspecialenglish.com and click on Contact Us on the left side. Under the subject line, just type 50. Tell us your favorite Special English program and suggest a new program or subject you would like to learn about. And be sure to tell us what city and country you are from. If you cannot access our website, send the information to VOA Special English, 50th Anniversary, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA.
Our question this week comes from China. Sean wants to know about actress Audrey Hepburn. Hepburn won an Academy Award as Best Actress for her first major American movie, Roman Holiday, which was released in 1953. But she is remembered as much for her aide work as for her acting. Audrey Hepburn was born in Belgium in 1929. Her father was British and her mother was Dutch. Audrey was sent to live at a British school for part of her childhood. During World War II, she lived and studied in the Netherlands. Her mother thought it would be safe from German attacks. Audrey studied dance as a teenager and during college when she returned to London after the war. But she realized she was not going to be a ballerina. So she began taking acting parts in stage shows. Later, she began to get small parts in movies. But it was Audrey Hepburn's move to America that brought her true fame. In 1951, she played the character Gigi in the Broadway play of the same name to great critical praise. 2 years later, Roman Holiday made her a star at the age of 24. Audrey Hepburn made more than 25 movies. Among her most popular roles were Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's in 1961. 3 years later, she played Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. She was married 2 times and had 1 son by each husband. In 1989, the United Nations Children's Fund named Audrey Hepburn a Goodwill Ambassador. She traveled all over the world in support of UNICEF projects. The UN agency said she was a tireless worker. She often gave 15 interviews a day to gain money and support for UNICEF projects. She also spoke before the United States Congress many times to appeal for aid for needy children. Audrey Hepburn often said her loyalty to UNICEF was the result of her experiences as a child during World War II. She said she knew what it was like to be starving and to be saved by international aid. She was a Goodwill Ambassador until her death in 1993 from colon cancer. She was 63.
See the light in my eyes, but it all goes away. Like a sun dripping down and it fills up my days. You don't know this part of me. You can't see these scars on me.
Angelie is a young singer who writes songs about falling in and out of love. Her music is influenced by the sounds of pop, reggae, and rhythm and blues. Critics are praising her first album, Angelie, for its smartly written songs. Catherine Cole tells us more.
I got caught out in the rain.
Never fall in love again. With you, with you, with you.
like a drug. It's killing me, but I don't wanna get my fix. No, baby, I don't wanna let you in.
That was the song Rain, which tells about the heartbreak of love. Anjalee has been singing and writing songs since she was very young. Her parents are from Guyana in South America. They raised Anjalee in Toronto, Canada. The Caribbean musical influence can be heard in several of her songs. Now Anjalee lives in Los Angeles, California. She has written many songs for herself and for other performers. Here is the song, Fatal Attraction.
Dear lover, the lights out, I'm not scared. It's time now, where are you? Crying now, oh God, I feel so low.
Anjalee says what makes her different from other artists is that her songs are extremely personal. She says she permits herself to express her insecurities and fears in her music in a way that would be impossible in real life. This past summer, Anjalee had some unexpected good news. The video for her song Boom was nominated for an MTV Video Music Award for Best Breakthrough Video. While she did not win, the nomination gave her music a whole new level of attention. We leave you with the song Boom.
I'm getting myself in something I don't want. I'm getting caught up in him, but I don't want. I'm getting off track and I can't control a thing. I'm telling myself it's not a good idea, but the more I hesitate, the more and more appealing. I'm trying to erase his face from my memory. And then I'm born, shalaka, he's walking up to me. Born, shalaka, he starts to talk to me. Born, shalaka, my eyes give sugar.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Shelley Gullist, Dana Dimange, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also comment on our programs. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? You can send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Tell